This is the Pacifica National Board open meeting of Thursday, August 30th, 2018. Dan Goodman is conducting the meeting in the absence of Nancy Sorden, who should be joining us later. Secretary. Janet, we can't hear you.
Oh, I didn't, you broke in and out, or this truck came by. Okay, I assume you asked me to take the roll. And thank you. And would everybody please mute unless your name is being called? Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW. Nito? Can't hear you. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Dwayne Mark, KPFT. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Can't hear you. Oh, present. Okay. Thank you. Ken Lawfer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Afia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
Present.
Present. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW, who's not present yet. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Muscula, Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. And let me just go back. Benito Diaz. I hear you. Okay, we have quorum of 20 right now.
There. Okay.
We also have, I believe, all right, so Tom Livingston.
I'm here.
You're present. And Eileen.
Yeah, Eileen Rosen.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Eileen Rosen.
Eileen
Rosen, chair of the audit committee.
Okay.
And also on the, and we have also John Tatum, the parliamentarian.
President.
Good, thank you. Okie doke. Are there any requests for excused absences that anyone knows of? Okay. Could we have some volunteers for timekeepers? First, for the item, for each item, do we have a volunteer?
I'll do that.
Adriana?
Travis.
I'm sorry. So Adriana and Carol both volunteered. Adriana, would you like to do that?
Yes, item.
Okay.
I do the personnel, Mansour. Strictly 90 seconds, right?
Let me find out if anybody else would like to do it. Would anybody
That's
else
not
like
democracy.
To, would anybody else like to time the people? Okay, Mansoor.
90 seconds, right?
Unless otherwise indicated.
All right, thank you. I'll give a 30 seconds notice and a 10 seconds notice. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now we have agenda approval. Does everyone have the agenda? I'll read the agenda just to make sure everybody has it, and the listeners can have it also. Okay. So we have the order, roll call, excuse the absence, identify timekeepers, agenda approval, minutes approval. Number four is appointment of pension plan trustees and administrative committee and approval of the charter of the administrative committee. And then we'll call that 4A. And then 4B will be the vote on resolutions to appoint pension plan trustees and administrators. And we have a time certain for that particular item. Well, the time certain, I think, is for the committee. You know what? An approved...
The vote on the resolutions, I believe.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think it's for the vote on the resolutions.
Okay, an approved... The charter of the administrative committee, and I believe that that is a time certain to vote on that. And then the number five is adjourn to closed session, and that time certain is 9:20 p.m. Then following that is a very long resolutions of the Pacifica National Board that were submitted to us by Trucker Huss. And all of the P&B members have it. Has it been posted? Does anybody know that this resolution? Because it's too long to read.
And it has, because it hasn't been passed, I think it hasn't been posted.
Okay. So,
Madam Chair, can you...
Yes, Ms. Kazanev.
Can you tell me when we received that resolution? Because I'm looking and I cannot find it. Can you tell me the time?
It is attached to the draft agenda for today. It's part of the agenda.
In the one that I have, the only thing that is attached from the Chair Nancy Sorden is the agenda, the draft agenda.
I'm sorry, it's not attached, it's incorporated. And it was received by me at 5:12 p.m. Pacific time, which is 47 minutes ago. So probably 7:12 your time, I believe.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. And there's an attachment... Nancy Sorden sent out an email that said draft agenda for August 30th, 2018, open PNB meeting. And actually attached to that is a Word document that says draft agenda, and incorporated in the draft agenda is this resolution. So.
Yeah, I think something left off was that we need to have the process with the timeline and who's doing what for the selection of the ED. That should be done in open session because we don't need to talk about individual.
Well, the resolution which I submitted has people's names on it because we're saying exactly what the ballot should look like. I guess I could redraft it and send it out. to just have it say person A and person B?
Yes, Bill, I was dropped. I'm back. I was dropped when I was talking. I'm not sure what I missed.
Okay.
But I was just, that seemed to have been left off because we need to get that process going.
This is Janet. Sorry.
Yes. Yes, Janet.
This is a special meeting to deal with the pension only. So that cannot be added to this agenda.
All right. Thank you. And so I heard someone suggest that perhaps the pension motion should be postponed because it's very long and complex, and people reasonably want to read it. And I would like to know from Tom Livingston if he knows, or if anybody else knows, whether or not this consideration of this pension motion can be postponed for a week so that people will have a chance to digest it. Tom, would you know the answer to that question?
I don't see any reason why that couldn't happen. I think that we need to move ahead. So the thing that was driving this was we needed to engage the third party administrator. At the last meeting, the board decided to, so it's an option. It was an option for us to essentially do a no interest loan to the plan from the from our funds and get that reimbursed. So and we have about a 60-day window to repair that. Once a trustee is appointed, then the funds can be reimbursed to Pacifica for the cost of the third-party administrator. And so I believe that we could wait a week.
Okay. So I would like to take – is there
– This is Grace.
Agenda, I would like to – we're going to postpone it. That will change the timing substantially. So I would entertain a motion to postpone item 4, A and B, until next week. Is there any...
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Cosenate. Is there any opposition to postponing this item until next week, so it will be the first thing on the agenda next week?
Yes, I oppose that. This is Grace.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may the parliamentarian speak?
Yes.
Okay. This discussion that the board is having right now is out of order because, postponing things that are on the agenda, because the motion that's on the table is to approve the agenda. And when you are approving things on the agenda, it's only in order to add to it or delete things from the agenda. But to postpone things that are on the agenda is out of order. What has to be done in that case would be when you come to that item that you wish to postpone, that's when you can postpone it.
So,
Madam Chair,
Mr. Parliamentarian, yes, one second, Adrian, I will call on you. I'm just trying to clarify this. So if we entertain a motion to just delete this from this agenda, we could do that without a problem. Robert's rule.
That is correct, as long as you have a majority to delete that. Yes.
Okay. So,
Chair, this is Janet.
So we have Grace. Excuse me.
Right, Chair. I just Nancy couldn't find her code, so I just third-partied her in, so she's on the call. And while I was doing that, I kind of missed what was just talked about.
Are you on the call now, Nancy?
Yeah, but go ahead. I'll catch up here.
Even though Nancy's on the phone now, this is Don Tatum, and I will continue. Even though Nancy's on the phone, the motion on the floor right now is to approve the agenda, and Nancy would take over the meeting once that particular agenda item has been disposed of. So you have to finish approving the agenda before Nancy takes over the meeting. But getting back to my earlier statement, and that is that this discussion on why you should postpone this, what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages, all of that discussion right now is out of order because the motion that is on the floor right now is to approve the agenda. And when you're approving the agenda, the only thing that's in order is to remove things completely from the agenda with a majority vote or add things to the agenda with a majority vote. But to postpone something that's on the agenda is out of order. You would have to leave that item that you wish to postpone. You'll have to leave it on the agenda. And when you come to that item, then it would be in order to postpone it.
Thank you. Ms. Kazanev, you had a point?
Yes, Madam Chair, because the parliamentarian said that it was improper, then we'll change it to take off the agenda for A and for B. That is my motion.
Thank you very much. Now, Grace, you have a comment on this
Chair,
subject.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes.
So all I had before was a motion to postpone. I didn't know of somebody who made a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes,
and then
a motion to approve the agenda. Then we had
who made the
motion. Excuse me. Let me just bring our chair up to date.
The secretary. I'm the chair.
I know. I'm trying to bring you up to date as to what happened before you came on. Did I say secretary? I meant chair.
Okay, this is Janet.
I'm trying to bring Nancy, the chair, up to date as to where we are right now. So where we are is we have the motion, we have the agenda, and we had a motion to, originally a motion to postpone the discussion of the pension plan trustees so that people could digest it. And we asked Tom if that would be okay to postpone it for a week, and Tom, the executive director, Tom Livingston, said, yes, it would be okay to postpone it for a week. Then the parliamentarian said you can't postpone it for a week until after you approve the agenda, but you can delete it from the agenda if you want before the minutes get approved. So Ms.
That's not quite correct.
It can
be postponed, but it just has to be done when it comes up as an item on the agenda.
It has to be done later.
When it comes up.
So Ms. Kazanev made a second motion to delete it from the agenda. And Ms. Aaron, and I asked if there was anybody opposed to that, and Ms. Aaron said yes, and we were about to hear from Ms. Aaron on the subject of deleting it from the agenda.
This is Catherine with a point of order, I think.
Yes.
I don't believe anyone made a motion to approve the agenda, so can I make a motion to approve the agenda?
I think Carol did. Oh, okay. So somebody made the motion, but thank you very much, Catherine. And Carol seconded.
Okay.
We're at time.
For the approval of agenda, I discounted the minute from the parliamentarian of the discussion, and it's now, yes.
Okay, so is there any opposition to extending the time for discussion of this for 3 minutes so we can dispose of it? Any opposition? Okay, without opposition, we're extending time for approval of this agenda for 3 minutes.
Madam Chair? Mansour?
Yes, Mansour.
Yes, when there is a debate on an item, point of order, this and that, that doesn't count as a time towards that category or person. So just for you to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Aaron, would you state your objection to continuing this?
Yes. It just occurs to me that we have a lot of business coming up, and since we're not scheduled to go into closed session for a half hour or 40 minutes, I would suggest that we review the documents we have about the pension plan, and if we run out of time, then we can postpone it. But at least we'll have asked questions and educated ourselves on the resolution. We are sorry that it came so late. A much simpler one was written, put together by the committee, but the lawyers wanted to add in a bunch of boilerplate, which is completely appropriate, but that didn't get to us until shortly before the meeting. So I think that instead of just getting off the call and then waiting for a half hour or 40 minutes, let's utilize the time by going over this resolution. That's what I think.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian wants to speak again.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian.
When someone objects to unanimous consent, they do not have the opportunity to discuss their objection. In other words, they cannot motivate their objection. When someone objects to unanimous consent, you have to go right to the roll call vote. There's no discussion. You go exactly to the roll call vote. So the vote is whether to delete or not. No more discussion. Let's save time.
Okay. That's a...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Cazenave.
Yes, we have the parliamentarian just explained it, but happened just the opposite.
Would you just repeat what you just said? I just didn't quite hear.
I said, maker of the motion is exactly what happened is opposite what the parliamentarian is explaining. The maker of the motion, it means me, didn't have the option to motivate my motion, but the person that already, opposed, have the option to do it. I think we are doing the things, upside down here. But well.
Now, I think that with that we could go immediately to a vote.
He said without the person explaining why that person opposed. And that was not what happened. Grace had the option to explain why she opposed and what she thinks that we should do. What do you think?
The parliamentarian would like to speak again.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I'm saying that neither one, when the chair of a meeting ask for, if there are no objections to deleting this from the agenda, and someone objects, you go right to the vote. No one gets to motivate, not even the maker of the motion, not the person who is objecting to the motion. Neither get a chance to motivate. You have, when unanimous consent is requested and someone objects, you go right to the vote.
Okay, so why don't we go right to the vote? We will have time if this...
Because that already happened, Madam Chair.
I would like to finish, please. If we don't delete it, we can postpone it once we get to it on the agenda. So this is not the only chance to postpone it so that people can read it. So we're going to go right to a vote.
Madam Chair, but it comes to the stack.
We are going right to the vote. Madam Secretary.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Before.
We are going right to the vote.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information before we go to the vote.
What's your point of information? What's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair. I please request that the parliamentarian goes when it's needed, because now the parliamentarian came after Grace Aaron gave her a speech why she opposed, and then the only thing that from the practical point of view,
and we are going to a vote. And Ms. Kazeneve, I am in total sympathy with you. However, we're trying our best to follow proper procedure, so we are going to go to a vote right now. There's not going to be any more points of information or anything else, so we can get to the agenda. So, Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll? A yes would be to delete this item from the agenda, and a no is to keep it on the agenda.
Chair, I'm a little confused because Adriana's email says to delete item 4A and 4B, and there's no 4A and 4B. So
in the course of the conversation, I designated 4A to be appointment of pension plan trustees and administrative committee, just for clarification, and approval of the charter of the administrative committee, and I designated 4B to be vote on resolutions to appoint pension plan trustees and administrator. So during the course of the conversation, I amended that just for clarity. So 4A and 4B is all of number 4 for your benefit.
Okay. So
okay, yes is to delete it.
Right.
No is to keep it on the agenda, and if people want to discuss it more, it can be done when the item comes up for discussion. There can be another motion then. Okay. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Aaron. Grace?
Sorry, abstain.
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 Abstain. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan? Can't hear you.
Problems. I'm sorry, I'm here. A yes vote is to keep it on the agenda, and a no vote is to take it off the agenda?
Correct.
The yes is to take it off.
Oh, I'm sorry, delete it.
To delete it, and a no is to leave it on.
Okay, I'm going to go yes.
The no is to leave it off or to leave it on?
Leave it off. Hey. You said a yes vote takes it off the agenda and a no vote leaves it on the agenda, correct?
So yes is to take it off. Yes to delete it from the agenda.
My vote is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Kathnaise.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Lark. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you. Loffer.
Pass.
Pass. Leon.
I vote yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Yes.
Yes. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Abstain.
Abstain. Thornton. Nancy.
can't hear you. I just want to make sure she's still on the call. Yeah, I think she is. Right. Alex Steinberg.
Abstain.
Abstain. Travis. Carol?
No.
Can't. No. Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Let me go back. So, Dwayne Lark, I didn't hear you. Ken, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. And Nancy?
Hunter would like to change his vote.
To? What
to no.
Change it to?
To no.
Sabah votes no. Nancy? Thornton?
Abstain.
Abstain. And okay, one moment.
Oh.
Sorry?
Dan Goodman is abstaining also.
Well, I'm going to read the vote and then. All right, I'll have the chair vote after I. Usually after I give the initial vote. So you're abstaining.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so. One moment. Okay, I have 10 yes, 2 no, 9 abstentions. So. Chair.
Chair will abstain. Mm-hmm.
Right, so can you announce what the result is?
So, this matter will be deleted from the agenda for today.
Point of information.
Carol,
point of information.
Please, so Ms. Travis first, and then Ms. Cazeneuve will be next.
My understanding that this is a special meeting to take this matter up, and so the only other thing on the agenda is my understanding the minutes. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Approve the minutes, yes. And then I'm going to propose that we reconvene immediately into the closed session. So,
Chair, this is Janet.
I would, Ms. Thornton, Chair Thornton, would you
Chair?
Like to come over the meeting at this point?
Chair, I'm sorry.
Oh. I guess we have to have a vote on the approval of the agenda.
As amended.
As amended. Is there anybody who does not approve of the agenda as amended? Unanimous agreement. The agenda has been approved. And Madam Chair, Ms. Thornton, would you like to take over the rest of the meeting? Thornton, are you there? Yourself off mute.
No. I don't. Nancy?
Jordan, are you there? Okay. I guess I will proceed to call on our secretary, Ms. Coburn. Would you, I guess. Is there anyone who not have the minutes? Anyone who opposes approving the minutes submitted for the meeting of August 2nd, 2018.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So it's a matter of, are there any corrections?
Are there any corrections? Thank you for reminding me of that. Are there any corrections to the minutes which have been submitted to us by the secretary for the meeting dated 8-2-2018, August 2nd?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Oh, Ms. Cavanaugh, yes?
I will send to the to the secretary. I'm sorry that I was so slow with it, but I will send to the secretary what I just said in that open session. And I know that sometimes it's difficult to understand me. I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. I will send it in writing exactly what I said. When we talk about the benefactor of Pacifica, Mr. Añanos. Okay?
I'm sorry. Would you please repeat that, Ms. Cazeneva? I didn't quite understand it.
I said that I will send to the secretary exactly what I said in that meeting about Mr. Añanos.
Oh, and Mr. Añanos.
Yes. Añanos is N-G's.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's
Silent G. So I'm sorry. He always pronounced it Anagnos. So I thank you for.
No, that's okay. Whatever. That's a matter.
Okay, thank you. So we approve of the minutes as corrected.
Chair, I'm sorry. This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
The what happened in the meeting, and I wrote this in the minutes, was that there was recognition for Aris Anagnos was brought up, but the chair of that meeting, Nancy, said that would be brought up at the next meeting. So that's what happened. So Adriana wants to send, that would be for, let's say, the next meeting. It's not in...
Madam Chair, may I explain what I'm saying?
Just as a... perhaps we can send this, have something to send out by unanimous consent, that we can do by email, since apparently we can't do it today at this time. Let me ask you this, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Yes.
Is it possible that we can? We want to send condolences to the family of a long-time supporter of Pacifica. Do we have to wait? And it's not on this agenda. This is a special agenda. But we'd like to send the condolences in somewhat of a timely manner. And we do that on this agenda without objection.
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we... Ms. Cazeneuve, would you like to read what it was that you proposed the last time that we didn't act on?
Sorry, Chair. This is Janet.
Madam Chair, it's not
again. This is not. We're still on accepting the minutes, and so this would be something separate from that. I'm fine with a separate action to do this, but the minutes need to be dealt with separately, and I am not willing to, or I don't think it's proper for something to be added to the minutes of the August 2nd meeting that is brought up today, or that it's...
You are 100% correct. So the minutes we have... Ms. Cazeneuve made a proposal which didn't get taken up in the minutes is the fact that she made the proposal included in the minutes.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, have time for to approve this, but that is not what I said. For the next open meeting, I said we will put, I have already the obituary that we will put there, the recognition to our benefactor. But what I'm saying that in the minute is not what I said in that minute, in that meeting of August 22nd. And I know, like I said, that most people, it's difficult for most people to understand when I'm speaking, but I have it in writing and I can send it to the secretary. It's not the obituary that we agree that will be that in the next open meeting of the PMB, regular meeting that is next Thursday.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay, is that satisfactory, Ms. Secretary?
I'm not sure if I understand, but I mean, I did listen to the recording and...
In the minutes, it should just reflect that it was agreed that this matter would be taken up in the next open meeting.
That's what I wrote.
Okay.
In the minutes.
Okay.
So I don't understand what needs to be corrected.
It doesn't sound like there's anything that needs to be corrected.
Ms. William for the stack.
Ms. Kozeneve, is that correct? Am I correct that nothing needs to be corrected in these minutes?
Yes, need to be corrected. And the only minutes that I received is for the closed session. I didn't receive from the secretary. I received twice the closed session for 8:22.
This is August. We're talking about the open session of August 2nd.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janice. I can say when I sent them out.
Yes, thank you.
I sent the open session minutes out yesterday at 4, well, it was last night, I guess. Was it? All right, anyway, at 4:15 a.m. Eastern Time.
So would that be today, actually? This morning?
Yeah. No. It was the day before, you know, so it was yesterday in the, you know, at 4:15 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be August 29th
for me.
A.m. Pacific time.
Right.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Yes, William, I hear you.
Thank
William.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. I move that the consideration of the minutes be postponed pending receipt by the secretary and the board of correction to be suggested by Ms. Kasnayev.
Is there any opposition to that? Okay, without opposition, this matter will... put over pending receipt of the correction by Ms. Kozeneve. I believe, actually, that we can approve it subject to that correction. So I would rather phrase it like that, that we will approve these subject to the correction to be received by Ms. Kozeneve. And Mr. Tatum, is that correct that we can do that?
I think it is best at this point for the board to approve these minutes and move on to the next issue.
Approve the minutes subject to correction.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And don't say anything about what has to happen. You can make it happen at the next meeting.
Okay. So. I will entertain a motion to approve these minutes subject to correction. Is there any opposition?
Chair, this is Janet.
So
I don't think that's what
so
the
moved.
Parliamentarian said.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. We had someone made that motion, and Madam Secretary, what did you say?
I don't think that's what the parliamentarian said, to include subject to correction.
I think the minutes are always...
Approve the minutes.
Minutes are always...
Well, approve the minutes, right, but, you know...
Mr. Tatum, can we say approve the minutes subject to correction? Doesn't say whatever.
I would say as corrected instead of subject to correction.
They haven't been corrected. There's somebody who's planning to send in a correction.
And we all know, because you've learned from the parliamentarian, that minutes can be corrected any time in the future. But you don't have to say that you're going to do it sometime in the future. You can just wait till the future comes and do it.
Okay, so let's do that. Okay, so, Carol, do you have a motion to accept the minutes? Approve the minutes?
Yes, I had done that, I believe, as
okay.
I recall.
Yes, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any opposition?
Benito.
Benito, okay. Madam Secretary, will you please... What is your correction, Benito, Mr. Diaz?
I don't have a correction. The correction is what Adriana is supposed to or proposing to write up, and the wording of William's motion. So I object.
Okay.
To approve. Hold up. Let me finish.
We understand your objection.
You have to go to a vote.
I'm going to go to the vote. Secretary, please take the vote.
So I don't have the right to speak?
No.
Okay, just so that we're clear, that I don't have the right to speak.
On this subject, you have the right to speak on many subjects, but not on this subject. You've framed your objection, the time for discussion.
I did not get a chance to state my objection, Madam Chair.
Mr. Tatum, is this an appropriate time to state an objection, or do we go straight to the vote?
You have to go straight to the vote.
Okay, so we're going straight to the vote. Ms. Secretary.
Hello?
Janet Coburn, would you please take the roll on
yes.
the minutes?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you. Castanave.
Sorry, yes.
Okay, one at a time. Okay, so Castanave.
No.
No. Jonathan.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No. Goodman. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get back to you. Heerwagon.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark. Can't hear you. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon.
No.
No. Nongaza.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. What is this?
There's a vote on whether to approve the August 2nd minutes.
Oh, abstain.
Abstain. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Sordon, Nancy. I guess, I don't, she was, she's been trying to call in on Maestro and has been having problems, and she's off my line. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Savas.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. Wayne, I didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. And Nancy, I didn't hear you. All right, one moment. I have 12 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Yes. So that's 13 yes. 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, will you announce the results?
The minutes have been approved.
Outcome. Thank you. And Chair, may I ask the parliamentarian a question about minutes approval for the future?
Yes, please.
Okay, so from my... the way I interpreted this, this vote was taken similar to how the minutes used to be approved. And so I'm a little confused about what is required or not.
Okay, the answer to your question is that your board is an evolving board. They're getting better all the time at following proper procedure, and some things that you used to do need to be done in a more proper way. And so now the proper way to deal with the minutes is to ask, are there any corrections to the minutes? And no one should say anything unless they have a correction. Now, you can make corrections by unanimous consent. But if there is some objections to the corrections that someone is making, then you will have to do a roll call. But normally, if there are no corrections to the minutes are automatically approved. No vote is necessary. However, if there are a lot of amendments to the minutes, if there are a lot of corrections to the minutes, then you will still need a vote to say approval of the minutes as corrected. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move to adjourn to executive session.
Yes.
We passed already the time certain.
Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting and going immediately to executive session? Without objection, we're going to go with this meeting.
Janet, you could just stay on. Hello, this is Nancy.
Oh, yay, Nancy. Okay.
Sorry, just got back
on. Can we stay?
We're on the stream if we can get taken off the stream.
Yes.
This is Catherine. I have... What?